gets colder. My eyes go thin as I get older. Piece in pieces, bloody and bruised. I feel so helpless and confused. 'Cause I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to live my life.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Evelyn Pringle. Welcome to the show, Focus on the Facts. I have a very important guest today, Martha Rosenberg. She is an investigative journalist and an author, and she has, and I've written some articles with her. She is probably the best source out there today on the dramatic effects of the government poisoning us with drugs and drinking water and animals, and she's going to come on today and talk, and we've got a lot of issues that, we're going to cover. So welcome, Martha.
Well, thank you, Evelyn. I'm so happy to once again be on your show.
Well, listen, I'd have you every week if I could. You are just so knowledgeable on everything. I lately haven't been writing that many articles, but I read them all, and you are just right up there on everything.
Well, thank you. You know, I kind of make a joke that, you know, so much corruption, so little time. I mean, there's no lack of stuff to be exposed.
I want to start out with, first of all, that people need to be aware of the geoengineering, that, you know, that they're poisoning us with, geoengineering is poisoning us by spraying the clouds with mercury, radiation, aluminum, and we're breathing that, and man, I can't tell you the difference I noticed in people lately. When I went to the store today, I always look at all the people. They're walking around in a daze. You know, they're lifeless. It's just really scary. So you add that on, and people just don't seem to be aware of that. And people need to wake up to that and go to geoengineering and watch and find out all about this. If we don't stop this, I don't think we have much longer on this earth. They're poisoning us full time now. And, of course, like you wrote about, the water and all the drugs and all the lead and everything else in the water that you wrote about, and then poisoning our kids by giving them all these drugs, you know, and you know so much about that. So take one of those and talk about it. Geoengineering is really extreme. You know, I should take a whole show and just do that one time. But there's so many things that need to be covered, but we are under assault here. There is genocide going on in this country every day. So what do you want to start out with, the drugs?
Evelyn, I think we should talk about the water a little bit because what I'm understanding is that only recently have water departments, like municipal water departments, really begun testing for pharmaceutical drugs. They just didn't feel the need or they didn't have the ability or whatever it was. And now that they've been doing it, let's say, the last 5 years, they're finding that the water is full of, like, Prozac, it's full of hormones, it's full of antibiotics. Certainly the water near factory farms has all those livestock drugs. And, you know, I'm sure you've heard about the plastic beads that they have in the cosmetics, and these plastic beads are not filtered out by the water systems, and neither are these pharmaceutical drugs. And so there's, you know, when you look at all the people who are on drugs that they probably don't have to be on, there's several issues. One is, of course, their health. And like you say, they're maybe robots or zombies. Secondly, it's often our tax dollars or our health premiums that go up from these unnecessary expensive brand drugs. But the third thing is that they're peeing it in the water. You know, it's like we're drinking that water, you know?
Right. And they're killing our kids, literally. I mean, what was it up in Flint, Michigan, where they let that water go when they knew it was tainted with lead and everything else? Like you said, the farming, the fracking, the everything, it's just tainted. And this water is killing us in itself, but the other things they're doing in the meantime, too, drugging all these kids, causing autism, causing mental instability. It's just a horrible world right now, horrible.
You know, I kind of find it interesting, Evelyn, that the progressives, which I consider myself, and the Tea Party and right-wingers do agree on one issue, which is the excessive vaccination. And it's very interesting two sides of that political spectrum agree that there's too many vaccines. Do the kids really need them? Do they need them all at the same time? You know?
Right, and what's in these vaccines? Mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, DNA from aborted fetuses. I mean, it's so sick. And they're causing these kids to be so sick. And right now, the government is going to force you to give those vaccines to those kids. I think there's going to be a civil war over that, because I don't believe that these parents will allow them to vaccinate these kids. And now they're getting it into, they want adults too, and the people in the service. They're driving us all crazy.
Well, I don't know how old you are, but, when I grew up, a lot of us, we didn't get those vaccines. We just got the childhood diseases, the measles, mumps, and chicken pox. It didn't kill us, and it gave us immunity, And now they act like all these diseases will kill the kids. Well, they didn't kill us, So, you have to wonder, are we profiteering here? Can you really believe this? Certainly you have to look at how many vaccines. They say there's just more than there used to be. It used to be, let's say, kids in the 60s, they would get the tetanus, the whooping cough. I mean, those are important, But now they've got all these, they're just, profiteering on vaccines and overwhelming the immune systems of some of these little kids and even babies.
Right. I mean, giving a hepatitis C vaccine on the first day of birth to an infant, I mean, that is so crazy that the mother would have to be an intravenous drug user or have anal sex to have caught that. That ain't happening.
Right. You're right.
So doing that on the first day of life?
And of course, I'm sure you're aware of the fact that Big Pharma will come along and squeeze their former colleagues, and they'll like we saw in Texas, with Rick Perry, his chief of staff left, and he went to work for Merck, and then he went back to Texas Governor Rick Perry, and he said, hey, let's vaccinate every girl under 12 in the state of Texas. And that wasn't a bribe thing, that was a collegial thing. We're buddies, we were former buddies, and that's how they get in there. These vaccines, many of them are not necessary, and Big Pharma needs to make a distinction between actual life-saving and just their profit-saving,
Right. No, none of the vaccines are needed. And then now, all the food that they're serving us is rotten and, all infected with drugs and everything else, And then the mind control on the TV programs people to eat,
Right.
It's not humanly necessary, And so I was watching TV the other night just to see what was going on, and within 10 minutes, there was 3 commercials for food. Just eat. And it kicked in because I just now gotten on organic food and learned all about this bit, and it made me want to go get something to eat.
Well, you're right, and they're also all over YouTube. There used to be a funny news item that people were so addicted to their TVs that during commercials, everybody would go to the bathroom and flush, and like the water levels would dip, because we're all programmed to, now go to the bathroom, now go to raid the refrigerator. But yeah, they want you to like eat the food, most of which is junk food that you would never eat if you didn't see the ads for it or if you read the ingredients. And, you and I have talked about some of these drugs in the animals, which even if you don't eat meat, which I don't, you're still going to get those drugs because they're in the crops, they're in the water. And the biggest example and not the least is the antibiotics. And as most people know, corporate farms, big factory farms use the antibiotics because the animal will grow with less food, so they have to buy less food, so they make more money on the poundage. But, of course, these antibiotic, excesses produce resistant microbes,
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now we have so many antibiotic resistant bacteria that are not just in hospitals and nursing homes, but just all over the place. You know, most people have heard of MRSA, okay? Methyl, I don't even know what it stands for, but everybody's heard of it, okay? And I heard a presentation pretty recently by some scientists that said they found it on public beaches. I mean, you don't just have to be, you know, so there, that's one. But, you know, there's other things that they're giving the animals to make them grow faster so they can make more money, which, of course, we're getting it if it's in the meat. And one thing that, that a lot of people have probably forgotten about is, I'm going to say about 4 years ago, Eli Lilly announced that it was going to cease feeding its turkeys arsenic. Well, nobody knew that they were eating arsenic, right? But then that kind of opened the awareness to what other poultry are eating arsenic and why are they eating arsenic, you know. And there's still, it is to grow, it's to make them grow faster, and it's also to produce a color that consumers like. And the colors in the meat, you know, you have to really be suspicious of that, you know, because one example that a lot of people don't know, you know, if you eat salmon, and almost all salmon you're going to get, it's farm-raised. Okay, so it, it isn't pink, it's like gray, because the pink of the wild salmon is from eating the krill, okay? Well, the farm-raised, they just give them food dye to make them pink, and we're eating that stuff.
Right, right. And these, yeah, these GMO foods, I mean, they're killing us too. And the oceans, they're killing the oceans. You know, I don't. I like listening to Geoengineer Watch because once a week he gives the broadcast, and he tells you how the oceans are doing. And I think he said in this one that I listened to that there's 600 species dying every day. You know, animals and insects, the whole, you know, the life species, 600 a day.
I have not heard that, but that is just
like
so shocking.
It's just so shocking. It is.
And, you know, there aren't enough activists.
Can't have clean water. This is just horrible.
Not enough activists working, against this stuff. And, of course, you know, not just that, but people eating it and not realizing what they're eating. You know, I just read something today, and I haven't even digested it yet, but COO, country of origin labeling, would mean that, like, if your chicken was raised and slaughtered in China and then shipped over here on ice, that the COO labeling would tell you that. And there's a real move to snuff the country of origin labeling because they don't want you to know. You know, that where it's like anything, it's like fabrics, okay? They, you know, people don't really want to oppress sweatshop workers, okay? You know, so they'll say, you know, assembled in the U.S. Well, yeah, where was it, you know, where was it first woven and dyed and, you know, what kinds of people were, you know, in sweatshops making the original, you know. They don't want you to know that because consumers, they do care, but they're deliberately kept in the dark about so much of this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you and I have been investigative journalists for a long time now, and we know about a lot of this stuff, but since I found out, you know, the overall picture that the Illuminati Satanists are taking over the country, you know, that they're poisoning us in everything, like our clothes, right? They got that cottonseed material or whatever, and it's got all chemicals in it, and then when you do your laundry, you know, you think you want to make things smell good and stuff, that's all deadly chemicals, and like you said before, the makeup even, that it's just unbelievable. They're coming at us from every which way, and people don't wake up. And the thing is everybody is addicted to these internets and iPhones and stuff. I mean, I didn't know, but I shot on a pool league, and I just quit it because I learned about all these Wi phones and stuff that are going off. That's making us just go nuts inside. And these people are so addicted to those things that they're standing there. One thing, they got all the ball games on, the mind control ball games on.
Right,
everybody's
right.
Watching them. Even in the middle of shooting a shot, a guy will stop there and look at that ball game. And then the next thing you know, looking down at the iPhone, just addicted to it in between shooting. And it was like, what? I'm getting out of here. I'm quitting this. This is crazy. crazy.
Did you quit? Were you involved in, you were working with the local sports people?
Working with what?
Well, I thought you said you were with a team or something?
Yeah,
or
pool
no?
team, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, billiards?
You know, the
yeah,
thing
I
is, I remember witnessing a near collision, you know, where somebody was somebody's driving and texting and somebody was walking and texting. And it's sort of like, you know, remember that joke about if you're not angry, you're not paying attention? They're not paying attention.
No. They're distracted by all this and all the mind control TV shows and things and how they took, they invented these TVs to mind control us. And when you go and look back, all the TV shows when I was a kid and stuff were on there, and they are just full of dirty, filthy Disney and them movies. All of sex things to the children to get them
subliminally.
Like this. Pardon?
You mean like subliminal images that the kids may or may not realize?
They don't realize. I just had my grandson here, and I sat him down here. He's 10, and went through the Disney channels. You know, there's videos out where people have figured this out, and showed
right.
them all. And I said, "They've done that to you." I said, "We've got all those videos and stuff." You know, I bought them for you and stuff in the Disney books and all this kind of stuff. And then I showed them how, you know, the pop stars today, how they were the Mouseketeers in the old days. And
right,
what they appear like now and do. It's just...
Well, yeah, nothing shocks anymore. I mean, I'm still shocked, you know, but I'm older, you know, than like the 20-year-olds. And it's like anything goes. I mean, you know, here in Chicago... you know, if you take public transportation, you're going to see girls, you know, with like their booties hanging out, you know, and their boots
mm-hmm.
hanging out. And you know, when I was growing up, I mean, you couldn't dress that way because if you dress that way and anything happened to you, they're going to say you asked for it. You know, and of course we have the right,
yeah.
you know, to dress how we want, but you know, there's the idea of, you know, not let's say not flaunting things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you now see, there's no sense of, you know, it's like when you get on a public transportation, there may be some cute guys your age, but there's also possibly old sexual predators on that train, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you don't know
yeah.
who's, and it's, you know what, it's the same, Evelyn, on the internet. You don't know who's, let's say you would put up a photo, you know, of yourself, you know, like your sexual photo. Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But who's seeing them? You know?
Everybody. And I'm sure that you, I bet any money that you probably thought of this, that you're spied on as much as I am, I'll bet. I mean, I am spied on so much that everything I post on Facebook, sometimes they will be right there and they will take a picture off. They don't like it. Like one time I posted an article about Obama. They took the picture off before it went on. And they put a different picture of him, making him look nice in the picture.
Really?
This is insane, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Yes, they've been spying on me since I started writing, I'm sure. You know, I didn't think they would the internet, you know. But since Snowden came out, I know they were. But I would never talk on the phone and stuff because I figured they'd be listening in on me and stuff. But, yeah,
well,
they
yeah.
read my email. Yeah.
Now, what you've done a lot of really great reporting, but what are you not? Talk about some of the stuff that you're really known for, Evelyn. Because, excuse me, I'm not sure if your listeners know about some of the great reporting you did, you know, a few years ago.
Well, I did. You know, I started writing in 2003, and I started writing about the war. You know, when we were going to go to. Well,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the way that happened, I was working at Dayton Daily News as an accountant, and I did it. I submitted an editorial. Well, somebody up there sent that to one of the online internet places, you know, newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email from somebody out of the blue, and she said she really enjoyed my article. And usually I just ignore things like that, but I wrote her back and I said, "What article?" And then she sent me the link, and here was my article. Up there, so then a bunch of other sites picked it up too. So then I thought, well, I wonder if they'd take one if I sent it, and they did, and that's how I got started. Well, then I got started. People would contact me and ask me if I'd investigate this or that, And the big thing I investigated was vaccines and autism. That's what got me really, really into reporting, you know. And that was really difficult to investigate because I'd never even heard of Rain Man or autism. The only one I knew was Rain Man, and I resisted doing it at first because that was a part-time job at night I would do. And so finally I just started looking into it, and I figured out that, yes, it was happening, you know. And the thing that sold me was I investigated all this, and I first went and looked at all across the country, and if they were right that schools were getting all these special education kids and stuff from autism. So then I went to the CDC website, and I looked on there to see what they said about it. And they said there was no epidemic, that these people had always been here, but we just didn't see them. Well, I came from a town of 2,000 people and grew up there, the school, the whole life. And I tried to think, and there should have been 7 at that time, autistic kids in my life. There wasn't a one.
Right.
There wasn't a one. And the thing that stuck out to me was because these kids don't even get trained. So, I mean, these schools were griping because they thought the parents should have to pay for the diapers and stuff. And I'm like, if there was one kid like that when I was a little kid growing up, we would have knew it. There was
none. Well, of course. You're so right. They just didn't plan to have them. Now, were you one of the early vaccine investigators?
I think I was the earliest. I don't think anybody was reporting on it. And that's what was so bad for them, you know. And once I saw videos and stuff of these autistic kids, and I was like, oh, my God, these families are having to live with this, you know. But, and there was nothing else that could have explained it. Okay.
Okay, so it was your hypothesis that it was a vaccine.
And so, yeah, I stayed on it. Oh, gosh, I don't know how many articles on that. And like I said, it was difficult to investigate because of all the scientific studies and stuff, you know, and I went back to the beginning, you know. And, yeah, I stayed on it. And now, Cheryl Atkinson, you heard of her, haven't you? She was a reporter. Now she has her own site. She came out shortly, well, quite a bit after that, but reported on it.
Oh, okay.
But no reporters will touch it. They're all paid off. And we know the media is paid off. I mean, they don't say anything that the government or corporations don't tell them to say. I mean, when I investigated into that lately, we find the shows where they're making up total scenarios, like saying they're over in Middle East covering this war and stuff, and they got caught where they just got this green thing behind them and stuff, and they're acting like, oh, we're over here, they're shooting all and all this stuff. They had a green thing they were on. They were at CNN. This is just horrible. And you can go online and find there's lots of videos that have caught them doing that. And then they'll have a talking point that they want everybody to say, and it'll be some stupid thing. They go around to every single one, and every newscaster is saying that. They say, oh, the...
Yeah, you're right, It's stenography.
And I hate to say this. I keep saying and saying and stuff. I hate to, because that's one of their talking points that they put out there. You know, all these kids that they're drugging so much and they go nuts, you know. And
right.
They don't talk about that. They don't say why they're going nuts, you know, and they're getting so violent. I got this movie the other day. It was called Bully, and it was a private-made video, and they went around to all different schools where this bullying was going on. And in these schools, these kids are swearing. They're hitting each other. I mean, violently hitting each other on the school buses, getting up, hitting each other, and the bus driver just goes along. And the school officials, when the parents come in, act totally inappropriate about it. Well, you know, kids will be kids. I mean, it is ridiculous. I mean, when I went to school, if I would have did any one of them things, the bus driver would have stopped the bus and told me to get off. You know?
Well, here's another one for you, Evelyn. When you were a kid, if you talked to your parents the way these kids talk to their parents now, I mean, could you imagine? You couldn't do that. I mean, it was just such a different world. I mean, it doesn't matter if you agree. I mean, it's they're your elders and you respect them, you know?
Right. But see, they're drugging them and in these vaccines and stuff and making them all hyper like this and violent, and that's what they're doing on TV too, programming everybody to be violent.
This movie, this bully movie.
Now, I would have thought the mainstream media would be having stories about this because it is
so
horrible.
Think?
Not a bit. I mean, they could have went around the country just like this, you know, movie maker did and see this and reported what is wrong with these kids. And I feel so bad for them because the government did this to them. And the kids get the rap that people don't research and know what's going on, that they're just little rotten kids, you know. No, they made them like this on purpose.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. That hyperkinetic stuff and the, you know, can you talk a little, Evelyn, about this whole Wakefield part of it? Because I did not study it the way you did. Did they smear? He had a study, and then they smeared him, or how did that go? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, he did a study, and, you know, kids with autism, the parents took him to him, and he did this study, and the study was done fine, except for it was, I think it was only like 12 kids, or I don't know for sure the number of kids. It wasn't a real lot. Well, he got them to give them their blood for testing at a birthday party, his son's birthday party, but the parents were all there and wanted this, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you don't get funding for a study like this, that you're going to do something against drug companies. So anyways, I'm sure they went along with this and do it all. They dragged him through the courts over there in England for like, I think, 12 years. They published a study, and they said that there could be a possibly a link between autism and this vaccine, and it was causing problems in the child. So anyways, they published that. Well, then the vaccine companies went after him so bad that they wanted to take place away and shut him up. But he never did say it actually did cause autism. He thought it looked. And so anyways, they dragged him through the courts for, I think, and they ended up taking his license and the other study out there too. Well, by this time, he broke from fighting all the time, so he didn't appeal, but the other author did, and they gave his license back, that he did not. So then he came here then and had a place about autism, and then they just dragged him down there and dragged him through the mud in the media, this guy named Brian Deere. These lies about him, you know, and I think published in the British Medical. And so anyways, now it's come back, and he was 100% right. He was more than right because he didn't even think it did cause autism, but it did.
And did they right. retract that study of his?
Pardon?
Did they retract?
Oh, yeah, they took that study out.
Right.
Yeah.
See, it's just amazing to me that, you know, they don't want to give an inch. And, you know, if Big Pharma say, okay, we admit that, you know, some of these vaccines have caused some of these things, but they're so, you know, resolute, like there's no truth to it whatsoever. And that makes them liars, because there is a truth to it. Now, it may not be a huge amount, but, you know.
It's 100% true. They cause it all. And they're doing it on purpose. They're doing it to harm these kids and make money. Look at, like, those vaccines, they up the price so much. That Gardasil vaccine that is ruining so many lives and killing so many girls was $400 for three shots. That's only one on a schedule. $400 to poison your kid. And then, you know, they want to steal our money in every way possible, too. So if parents don't have the money, the government will pay for all those vaccines.
Well,
yeah.
And that's
and
such an irony, too, because, you know, they heavily advertised the Gardasil, not just for young girls, but for young boys, and they said, you know, he won't get venereal. Right. And
things
they
I never heard of.
Chicago,
I never heard of a girl in her teens having cervical cancer, and I never heard of a boy with warts on his bottom.
Right. But they had these ads on the train platforms, and they had a big ad campaign like they were selling Coke or something. And the irony is... Yeah, it looks like their money, but it ain't their money. It's our money, because the government is going to be buying these damn vaccines. And so they're just fronting it. They're pretending like they're advertising it, but really it's our tax dollars, you know.
Yeah, it's just all for profits, for nothing else, to hurt them. And then they get the care for taking care of these sick kids. You know, then the autism stuff and ADHD, then we've got to sell them drugs for their mental illness, made-up mental illnesses in their big book. You know,
and do you remember, like, before we had ADHD, they called it minimum brain dysfunction,
Yeah.
Right, and it was, you know, rare in little boys.
Right.
And then
right.
they just said, whoa, this is a cash cow. And little boys, you know, I could be wrong on this because I don't have kids, but I think they got rid of recess so these kids couldn't run around and run off their energy. And
right,
then they're saying,
right.
Oh, he's got an attention span. And how about this? Maybe what you're trying to teach him is boring, you know?
Well, right. And these kids are distracted for other reasons. Like I said, I would have been on them. But I came from a dysfunctional family. We had problems. And you don't talk about it or anything. And so you're sitting
right.
there. I might have been staring out the window, but I'm really thinking about what happened last night that I can't talk about with anyone. I mean, this is a good example of how kids get distracted. You know, I still was able to do good in school and stuff anyhow. But that's the thing. My attention wasn't there because my mind was distracted, you know, from these problems that I'm not talking about.
Oh, exactly. That's such a good point because there's so many kids now from violent or dysfunctional families, and you can't learn. You can't forget what you're not safe at home. How are you going to learn when you don't know if daddy's going to come home drunk and hit mom or you don't know. And that, you know, the teachers can only do so much when you're going home to that environment. You're absolutely right. And there's so many kids. And they say that something like the loudness, you know, like loud neighborhoods, even that affects learning and, you know, attention. If everything's, you know, the loud, you know, noises and, no, I mean, these poor kids today, you know, they really got a lot of odds against them, even as they just start out. You know, and then the food we're giving them, you know, this soft drink stuff, okay? It's like, you know, it used to be a soft drink was kind of a special thing. And now there's nowhere you can go where you don't have the vending machines and all the soft drinks, and they got the big gulp, and they've got the quart size, and the this is why they're fat, you know, and they've got too much sugar in them, you know.
Oh yes, got everybody addicted to sugar, and you know, just push it on TV. And I went to the store today, and I'm driving home. Everywhere you look, there's a restaurant. Then you're driving on the highway, there's a big truck with big pizza on the side of it. Everywhere you look is eat, promote you to eat, and it's unhealthy to eat like this. You know, I mean, I know that now, but I think I was coming to that anyhow because I hadn't been liking meat and I hadn't been liking a lot of things. But people, even when you tell them these things, when you research and you learn all these things and you tell people, they think you're crazy. You know,
you're right.
And,
you're totally right.
Went to a Christmas party and I'm telling them all this and all the food is rotten and stuff and I can't eat it and all this. They all sit there eating it. Drink a pop, drink a beer, you know, and it's like, you don't get this. They're killing you. And then when I'm on Facebook, most of my family and friends, well, not my close friends on Facebook, but my family and friends always posting recipes, constantly, you know, the latest food they made. And it's like, God, you people, don't you know what's going on here? And then they show up and they get Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. So the very things that these foods cause. And all you'll see on the page.
You're totally right. And you know, one thing, I think that they have correlated Alzheimer's with aluminum. Okay.
Sure.
So if you ever would look at the ingredients in a processed food and it says aluminum, you don't want to buy that. You don't want to buy this. That's like saying, please give me Alzheimer's disease. And that's just one example. And you know, generally speaking, the less fiber in your diet, the worse you are, because the fiber will exit it. It will chaperone the bad stuff out of your body. But, you know, people eat these little tins of, like, meat with, you know, like, no fiber, no vegetables, and then all those toxins stay in their bodies.
Exactly.
You know, it's no great secret. And here's another one for you. Recently, the World Health Organization reiterated that the nitrates and nitrites, which are in the, like the hot dogs and the processed meats and the ham, you know, the bacon, they cause cancer.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, if you want to have a hot dog, you could have one, but you could find one without that stuff in there, you know?
Right. And then feeding us these drugs that cause the illness, diabetes and high blood pressure and stuff. They had me on that high blood pressure medication, and I learned this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's these foods, and like you said, the processed meats. You don't know the food that I am throwing out. You know,
good
and
for
it's like,
you.
Well, Evelyn, you should give it to somebody else, and I'm like, I'm not giving this to anybody to eat. I'm throwing it all out. You know?
No, you're absolutely right. Now, personally, I haven't eaten meat since I was 16, And that's a long time ago. That's just me.
Right.
But you know, there's meat and then there's meat, you know. And the thing I try to tell people is if you're going to eat it, at least, you know, go to a place like a Whole Foods where at least it's not full of this stuff. And there was a big scandal a few years ago where meat that was being displayed in like a Safeway or something, you know, or the big grocery chains, it never stopped being red. It always stayed red. And, you know, meat isn't going to stay red. So then they discovered that they're packaging it with carbon monoxide to keep it lit, okay? And so so there was a big scandal, but they didn't quit doing it just because the public was told that, hey, there's, you know, but they still do it, you know?
Right,
so it's like the, you know. It's
like all the fast food restaurants, all that food is rotten, horrible, full of chemicals and stuff. And I think silly putty.
There was a scandal about that. I think it was Subway and Silly Putty and plastic.
All of them, There's videos online. I mean, people that are listening, you go online and just on YouTube and just type in the food. Like, there's a whole great big long video on the fast food places and all the rotten stuff that they're feeding us. Like you said, I was alarmed back when it came out that they were using slime in beef, you know?
Right.
It was like, how could the FDA let this happen? And I didn't like fast food places, but sometimes I'd go with people and I'd get a burger or something. I'm sitting there eating and I'm thinking, this just don't taste right. But everybody else is fine and smiling, and so I think, oh, it's in your head. No, it never was in my head. No,
it doesn't taste right at all. And you know, that pink slime, it was... treated with...
It's still in there, called something else.
Bursts of ammonia to retard the E. coli. So the idea being that there's pre-existing E. coli in your meat, and they're treating it with ammonia, and then they're sending it to the school lunch program, you know.
Feeding our kids like this. And the thing is, you know, eating now, people don't get this and realize they're programmed with the TV to just eat, way over what you need. And so... You know, holidays and everything are all around the big meal. You know, everybody looks forward to this big meal. But now, people don't even sit down and really enjoy it. They're up watching mind-controlled football or on their computers, sitting at the table with their iPad out. Well, in the middle of like Thanksgiving dinner. You know, when I was a kid, we had, at least you had the family getting together for a meal, and you sat down at the table. At a certain time. And in the holidays, nobody had no football games or anything like that on when you were eating. It was a family meal. Well, today, they're supposed to be acting like that when they get together for these meals, but they aren't really family meals. Everybody's preoccupied with their iPhone or the football on TV or whatever, you know?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Can you remember
that
there was a time when you could go into a bar, because I used to love to, you know, go into bars, and there wasn't a TV screen.
Exactly.
You know, you talk to the guy sitting next to you. You know, you wouldn't watch. But, yeah, we're so, unlike, you know, you can see the young kids that even though they're in a group, they're really interacting with their iPhones and not each other. And it's, you know, I think it's kind of a sickness, a social sickness, because what it does is it keeps us from looking at the bigger picture, which is, like you say, the oceans are ruined, species are dying out. Probably World War III is brewing, you know, if we haven't even talked about politics, but, and they're like, oh, look who texted me this, you know.
Right.
It's really a distraction from the stuff, you know. What's going
and
on,
it's
and the family meals.
Because they got everybody addicted to these ball games. They're all rigged. I mean, you go online and check anything I say out. I mean, I've been researching this stuff nonstop for about 3 months, that they're all rigged. You know, there's not one ball game, and they're out there doing the Illuminati signs and stuff on the floor, and you can't win because every single game is fixed. These are not games between two teams. Every
single
game.
You're talking about the college or the pro?
All of them. Well,
all of them?
I don't know. Down in the college, too. But before, I used to think, oh, that's the mafia. They want to rig the, you know, the game so they can take everybody's money. They probably just have to get to one guy, you know, and pay him enough, or he'll throw a few shots off. No, it's done on purpose, and they all know it. And then they make all this to do about these ball players. And, you know, there's so important news on, you never hear nothing. Turn on the news, oh, so-and-so lost last night. Oh, they shouldn't have lost, it was so good. And on and on and on. And then they keep these same players there forever. So they're addicted to them too, you know. And then they all the corporations bought them off, so they sell all the products. It's just buy, 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 making society think that the way of life is just to buy more and more and more. You know, and
Do you remember about a year ago, there were several, you know, National Football League players, more than one, maybe three, certainly two, who were found to be involved in domestic abuse, whether they were beating up their girlfriend or beating up their wife or beating up their child. And it was like disgusting shit, pardon my French. And and people are like, well, he's a good athlete. No! I mean, these people should be in jail, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. They all should be. Our whole government's run by pedophiles and perverts. You know, and they just get away with it. And again, it goes back to the mind control. The people don't wake up. I mean, there is no way that my family and friends and stuff don't see this stuff when I post it online, what they're doing and stuff. And they just don't say nothing. And that's the mind control. I used to get mad because I thought, how can you be so unfeeling and don't care about nothing, even our little kids and your grandkids.
Right.
They don't get it.
It is
mind control.
To a very large extent. You know, when you look at, let's say, pre-Christmas shopping, okay, on the Magnificent Mile here in Chicago, and you have people going into Saks and Bloomingdale's, and this is the people who still have money. Unlike us, right? And then right underneath them, it's just like in Bombay or Calcutta, right underneath them are like people who, you know, are blind and crippled and starving and begging. And it's like, welcome to America, you know?
Well, right. And people don't understand. You don't donate to anybody. You know, they keep that money. They don't go for what it's told. And besides, the thing is, I get really mad because, like, I was at the Dollar Tree one day, and ask me when I'm done shopping, would you like to donate to help the troops so they can get their kids school supplies? Well, I'm so enraged at the amount of money that goes into that war machine that it was like, how can you do this? How can you make people do this to people? I mean, $68 out of every dollar I pay in for taxes goes to that war machine, and they don't pay their troops enough money so they can buy their kids school supplies?
Oh, right. And not to mention the health care for the vets. I don't know if you remember a while back. I mean, we asked, first of all, I think a lot of guys join because there's no jobs, okay? And then,
after 9/11.
Pardon me?
And after 9/11, the phony 9/11.
Right.
You know,
and
that got these, people
some,
to join.
Some of these poor souls, you know, served or were injured and this kind of thing. And then they're given really bad vet care in the hospitals.
Right.
And it's like, this is how we thank them. And yet we have money for, you know, I mean, it's just the priorities are so wrong. Like you say, the war machine doesn't help our troops or our veterans, which some of whom are women, you know.
And it's like, well, thanks, see you around. Mm-hmm. And leaving.
I mean, we have, you know, this lady, Tammy Duckworth. I think she's a representative now or maybe running for a Senate seat, but lost both legs in Iraq. You know, I mean, I'd call that a pretty huge sacrifice. You know, there's so many, you know, like when we send these people over for a war that was never even necessary or never made any sense, and then they act when they'll lose a limb, which many people lost limbs, and they act like, oh, this prosthetic will be, you'll be just as good as new. No, you're not just as good as new.
No.
You know?
You're not. You're not. And the thing was back in, and all these wars are for nothing. I mean, they're in the final takeover now of taking over the world, you know, becoming the empire, all-time empire. But all these wars were for nothing. So all these kids getting hurt, I mean, all the time on Facebook, I'll post articles and tell parents, get your kids out of the military. Don't you see what they're doing? They're sending me in these countries where they're hated so much just because they're American, because we're destroying their countries. They'll be shot on sight.
And it has nothing to do with us. You know, internal wars or let's say tribes within Islam, They have nothing to do with us. They preexisted us by centuries. And, you know, if you had been sent over there, let's say to Fallujah, how would you feel to watch it go to the enemy after maybe your own buddies died there, you know?
Right, right.
So it's like not only, I mean, we didn't even win. I mean, the whole thing is just these people's lives have been ruined. And, you know.
Right.
You were an early person against
our police. You know, turning them against us too, militarizing our police here. I mean, you go to a simple thing like a domestic violence call, and somebody ends up getting killed, and they go and SWAT teams. They go in people's houses, like in Michigan, this woman ran out of electricity because they shut it off. You know, raise the place so high and then shut it off. They come in with a six-person SWAT team, and they the little dog force jumped. They didn't knock or nothing. They just barged right in, all dressed up in SWAT team. Little dog naturally is going to come running at him. They miss the dog. They're going to shoot the dog, and they shoot the little four-year-old girl.
Oh, my God. I did not hear
about
people
for jaywalking, or that little kid that had a BB gun. I mean, I had a BB gun when I was a kid all the time. I went all, you know, riding around. And now you get shot. You have a BB gun, a little kid all alone. And they don't get prosecuted.
And of course, here in Chicago, it's just unbelievable. College kid threatening his dad. It was just last weekend, and so the police come to intervene, and they kill him and a neighbor who just opens her door to see what's going on.
Right.
And they
won't
name the officers. You know. Now I do have sympathy for law enforcement, because I know that when they show up, they can be ambushed. I know that, you know, but there's got to be a way to, you know, better training or something, you know?
They're militarizing them, and they're under mind control, too, believe me. Yeah, it used to be bad, you know, guy would shoot a cop or something like this, but that ain't what's happening. I mean, they are criminalizing everything, and people don't want to give up their guns. I'll tell you, I don't have a gun, you know, now. But I'm seriously thinking of getting one, because I'll tell you what, they come to this door and try to tell me that they're going to vaccinate me or something. I'd rather shoot somebody and at least go fighting against it. I'm not going to sit back and take this. I am not. And like I said, I'm not so scared here in Green Bay, but a little bit. I'm getting a little bit. But I don't want to call the cops for nothing. I mean, you can get shot for anything. I mean, when I was a kid, cops never pulled a gun. Like, I'd get caught jaywalking up in our mountain, the cops down the corner, hey, quit jaywalking. That's it.
No, you're right.
You know, never
right,
did
they
I get
did.
Stopped because
you're
I had
right.
a BB gun.
Well, how about that poor girl that was just driving, and she makes a lane change, and he's like, get out of the car, and remember that?
Yeah.
And she ends up killing herself in prison?
Was that down in Texas, too? And she died in
jail? Oh, yeah, it was. It seems like it's always in Texas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're right. They didn't used to.
Because they'll take you, and they don't even know where you are. Like, you should know about that in Chicago. Did you hear what the heck is the name of that house they called it, where they're taking people and arresting them and to get them to confess the things they didn't do or tell them, you know, they had a little pot or something, tell them they got to go out and be leaders to track them to other people and all this kind of stuff. And they didn't get calls to the lawyer, to the family, nothing. People didn't even know where they were. Home Square or something like that it was called, I think.
Right, exactly. It's like a... like our own little Guantanamo Bay, you know? Like Guantanamo. Yeah, it is. And, you know, I have a friend that's a son of Chicago police, and he says it's always been like this. It's just that now the news is exposing it. He says it's always been like this, you know?
Well, sure it has. But it didn't get this so rampant. I mean, there was 1,100 and some killings in America of unarmed people this past year. 2015.
Wow.
I mean, this is just crazy. Nobody gets a chance to have a jury or anything, no matter what they do. And the other thing, what about this business, you know, these drone killings, killing people all over the world. Oh, we think it was them. Knocking off entire wedding parties, funerals, and then killing the people who go to help them. It's just
so
a mass genocide.
Let's try to give our listeners some hope here. What, I mean, you're right, we're right that there's all this really depressing stuff going on, but what is the good stuff that people can do? I mean, I always tell people shop for, you know, locally grown, organically grown, good food. That's one thing I always tell them. What are some of the good things we can tell people?
Well, what I'm doing, I'm making my life all over. Getting rid of that rotten food, getting rid of all the plastic and aluminum and all this stuff, and getting new pans because they poison us in our pans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you're right.
Change back over. So how long have you been knowing about this food and stuff? I mean, how bad it is?
Well, you know, I would say the last 10 years, one of my closest friends got breast cancer, and she really began to investigate it, just like you and I investigate. And she found that this breast cancer is so, I've never had it, but it's so highly correlated with parabens and phthalates and, you know, the fire retardants and the fragrances and the endocrine disruptors. And she really opened my eyes because those are not necessarily food, but they're in, like, the food packaging. They're in cosmetics. You know, now you'll see, like, a shampoo, and it'll say fragrance-free. Well, that's why,
yeah.
Because these breast cancer activists said, this stuff is the problem, you know?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah,
you don't need the fragrance, you don't need the parabens, and all that stuff. You know, I heard a woman doctor say that these plastic IV bags in the hospital that they give, you know, patients are made of the BPA, you know, the bisphenol A, you know, which is the endocrine disruptor.
Really?
And so it's like you go into the hospital, you're getting dosed with an endocrine disruptor. So
right,
it's almost
right.
Like you say, it's like so big that where do you even begin, you know?
Right. And people say
but
that,
I agree,
that
I agree.
All the doctors really don't know they're doing this to us. And I have to believe that when they're in training and stuff, that they're actually giving us the drugs that are causing the diseases and then they don't have a cure, so then they get all this money from treating them. I mean, look at this cancer industry. Now, I wrote about that, oh, gosh, probably back in 2008, how it was ripping people off. But I didn't even realize it was this bad, you know.
What were some of the things you said?
Well, that it was just a shakedown for the cancer industry, that they loved making all this money, you know. And then they'd see that it was such a big industry because they have all these studies and stuff at universities and stuff, and the government funds them.
Right.
And the drug companies fund them. And so they're all on there, all these instructors, just like we found in the psych industry, you know, putting out these phony studies and all this kind of stuff, but just to keep these cancer industry drugs going at the high price and chemotherapy and stuff. And, again, they would be the same. They would just knock out anybody that tried to tell the truth about what was
going
on.
The cancer franchise. You know, AstraZeneca, who makes tamoxifen, also
yep.
makes one of the biggest pesticides. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. a pesticide-like chemicals that cause the breast cancer in many, many cases. So it's like they're playing both sides of the street. Duh.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And there's so much money. I'll tell you what makes me sick with this pink ribbon thing. When you see foods that really are probably causing the cancer and they put a pink ribbon on there, you know?
Yeah. Made a whole industry out of that, selling things with those colors and stuff, you know? So, you know, it spreads out. All the corporations are involved in this. And they latch on, and like me and you talked about, it still goes on, those AstroTurf groups, you know. And now, for every kind of industry, they have them, these AstroTurf groups. And the corporations
just
fund them.
They really do. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they have one group, I don't remember the name of it, but they call it the female farmers, and they try to, like, humanize factory farms by making it look like, you know, wives in calico caps. But, you know, factory farms are just they're run by the drug companies, pure and simple.
Yeah.
And they're trying to humanize
yeah.
it. You don't want to eat that stuff. You know, that one thing that they give the animals called ractopamine is
yep.
not withdrawn before slaughter. So when that animal is slaughtered, it's in his body, and you're
mm-hmm.
eating it. And I often ask myself, is that why everybody's so fat? Because the fatteners are in
yes.
the meat, you know?
Yes, I was just reading that no, people don't need to eat all this meat at all. They don't need to eat it at all. you know, and I think that's hard for some people that really like it. Like, I really used to like steaks, you know, but not lately because they weren't tasting good to me. But it's hard to switch them off that you don't need this meat. And milk. Milk is not good for you. That we are the only animal or whatever, mammal, animal, whatever, that drinks another person's milk, another animal's milk. Did you know that?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And I always tell people, because I am vegan, you know, vegan, we don't eat meat, we don't use dairy, but I always tell people there are so many better milks. There's soy milk, coconut milk. There's almond milk.
Great, yeah, about that
thing, there's
yeah.
hemp milk. You know, you can get so many great milks that aren't going to be bad for you. You know, they don't have the cholesterol. They don't have the antibiotics, you know.
Right. And I can't believe things I'm liking. No, you know, and I just cook them real simple, on all organic. You know, you don't need to stuff yourself.
You feel so good when you get that. I once, you know, because I eat healthful foods, but I once ate at some restaurants. I don't know what the heck they had in the food, but all night long I'm drinking water, okay? What did they put in the food? You know what I mean? It's like, that's not normal.
I don't know.
You know?
Well, yeah, and that's like the health food stores. They make you sick, but you keep eating, you know, because of the commercials. Eat, 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 eat. But the last time I got something from a fast food place, it was at over here at Crispy One, Taco Bell. They were little donuts, okay, with a cream inside. This was new. And
uh-huh.
I ate like three of them, and it's like, ugh, I don't like them, you know. And, yeah, I kept burping them up for hours, you know, three little donuts. But they're poisonous, you know. And a friend was with me, the same thing happened to him, you know, that this kind of made me sick. Well, this is one of the little latest poisonous schemes they put out, you know. But before you get it,
you have to be aware of this. Like another one, you know, I like Starbucks. I mean, I do drink coffee at Starbucks, but they get their bananas in boxes, and they gas the bananas to keep them fresh. And when you eat a Starbucks banana versus, like, an organic, there's a big difference, you know?
Yeah, we got
you
organic bananas, and are they good? And apples,
oh, yeah, I mean,
there's
such a difference, you know? And also
avocado. Do you still drink coffee at Starbucks?
Pardon me?
You still drink coffee at Starbucks?
Well, I don't do that. What I personally drink is I like to have hot soy milk because it's kind of like a hot beverage, but it's got that, you know, good protein in there and everything, you know. And that's what I get there. And they're made with the non-Roundup soybeans, and I do like to do that, you know.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't look into that, but the last couple of days I've seen all those coffee places are bad.
you wonder what's okay.
You're in a hurry. And that's part of it.
You know,
but they do that for you, you know.
Every grocery store has an organic section these days of produce. Just go there.
You know, we're
going to
get cut off.
We're going to be shut off.
I enjoy having you so much. I'm telling you,
I'll
have you as often as you let me.
Well, thank you so much,
okay,
everyone.
Well, thanks a lot. Okay?
And happy New Year.
You too. Well, thanks, everybody, and I hope you learned anything today.
You.
If you want to check anything, go online and type in the issue. See you next week. Bye.
I feel so helpless and confused, because I hear screaming on the left, yelling on the right. I'm sitting in the middle trying to